Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have Meg Getz with us.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I cut you off immediately.
I don't think you cut me off. Sometimes I say it and there's like a big pause between, and I always feel like that's my fault.
Because
like
they don't know what to do. Yeah, but you knew what to do, Meg. That was perfect.
I'm so prepared, too prepared.
Amazing. So polished. Love it.
So Meg and I have a lot in common. And actually, you two have a lot in common because you're both good friends with Koppel, John
I
Koppel.
love John. He's the
You're good
best.
friends with Koppel?
Yeah.
That's my guy.
We did comedy together. He's so great. And now that he quit, he's so much happier. So I'm envious of him.
He is a happy guy.
Yeah.
He comes on the podcast often enough. And
Good.
he graces our presence, but he is happy. It seems like he likes his life and that he has a lot of money and have
Yeah,
fun
he's
and go
crushing
out to
it for
bars
sure.
and not worry about the money. It seems so nice. I always try to put myself in his headspace. I'm like, wow, that'd be so nice. I'd be happy too.
To feel secure, to
Yeah.
not be afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like
that
I
would
can
be
go
nice.
do the stuff I want and
Yeah.
have to strike fear into my heart. I love it.
Yeah.
One day, we're getting there.
Yeah.
So, Meg and I have a lot in common because we're both comedians who are obsessed, I would say obsessed, with the
100%.
paranormal.
Ugh, love it. Yeah.
So, and I got to do your podcast. It's not out yet, but we didn't get to talk too much about ghosts, which
Right.
I know you're fascinated with, and I would love to hear when this started, any paranormal experiences you've had with people who've passed or ghosts and or ghosts, I know that's like the same thing, or Bigfoot, vampires, any paranormal stuff you've experienced.
Yeah, for sure. So for me, it's mostly ghosts. I don't think I've not yet Bigfoot, but I'm hoping because we've had guests on my podcast that have seen him in the Poconos. So maybe he's moving to PA. But yeah, so I'm from the Poconos, which is, I feel like Pennsylvania is super haunted for whatever reason. I actually talked about it on another podcast. There's like obviously a lot, like there's a lot of abandoned buildings. It's very old. Some of the minerals in the state, a lot of people say like hold paranormal energy better. But then I found a Reddit where they're like, that's dumb. And I was like, I hate scientists. They ruin everything. They were like, actually, that's impossible. And I was like, you don't know. But yeah, so I'm from the Poconos and I grew up in a haunted house. It was built in the 1700s.
Up in a haunted house. This episode just got so good.
But it was actually like not a scary ghost, in my opinion. That's what I always like to talk about is like, I feel like with ghost adventures and ghost TV shows, all the ghosts are really scary and threatening, but these were just like more kind of like encounters. So like the first one is actually my mom's story because I was about 4 years old, and I'm a twin, which people find scary. I don't know what that's about. I guess, you know, the Shining ruined twins forever. But so yeah, so I was crying
Twins
and
are
my
great though in real life. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, a lot of
Yeah.
coolest people I've ever met are twins.
I love it. It's actually strange. I'm a twin and my little brothers are twins also. So two sets of
What?
twins.
Your
Yeah.
mom was so fertile.
That's what everyone
Amazing.
wants to talk about. My mom's fertility. It's
Dude.
wonderful. Let's talk
I
about
don't
it.
know how she did that, like
Yeah.
Hawthorne berries and shit, but that's
Oh,
amazing.
yeah. I've heard it's genetic, but I'm hoping to God it's not. So, but yeah, so just a weird aside, I guess. But yes, I was crying on the baby monitor, and my mom came in and she was like, Meg, what's wrong? And I was like 4, so I didn't say full sentences yet. And I was just like, man. She's like, man, like, what are you talking about? Like, what happened? And I just took her hand and I put it on my face and I was just like, cold. And I was like, cold. And she's like, okay, so where was the man? And then I pointed behind her and she scooped me and my sister up and brought us immediately into her room. and my dad searched the entire house and did not find another person. So that was the first
That sounds
ever
like the
experience.
scariest thing I've ever heard in my life. Now, I'm glad they ended up being nice, but that is horrifying. You said man cold, and they're like, we are getting these kids the fuck out of here.
Yeah, everyone's slumber party at mom and dad's room tonight. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, so that was, I think, the one that like is kind of silly, where I do feel like you can tell that they're nice, is that this was like way later. I was in college and everyone was asleep, and it was like 3 in the morning, and the way it works is, if you're like laying on the couch in my living room, you can look into the dining room. And it was one of my brother, it was,
Oh,
yeah, already
I'm
bad, 'cause like
already getting the chills.
the corner of the eye, yeah, is stuff all the time. But it was my brother's birthday, so there was like a balloon like tied to a chair in the dining room. And I don't know why, but I just look over at it and it slowly starts spinning. And I remember hearing like, if you talk to the ghosts, sometimes they'll like behave. So out loud by myself, I was like, no, it's okay, like don't do that. And it slowly turned back to the way that it was originally and stopped moving.
I believe in all of it.
Balloons are mad scary, first of
They
all. I
are,
would
just
have
in
handled that
general.
very differently.
Yeah, no balloons in the house any longer.
I've seen a
Do
video.
people
ever like scream running down the street anymore? Because I feel like that's the move that I would have done. Down the street
Would
screaming.
you have? Oh no, you're
I
missing
don't
money.
know what I would have done exactly.
I've seen a video on
Not
TikTok
that.
of like, I forget if it was like a SpongeBob or Elmo balloon. I think I showed you, but it was like walking itself up the stairs on its own, and it just didn't look like a natural air draft or something. It
Right.
looked like this balloon was being moved by a spirit. And my listeners know I fully believe in this stuff. I think the supernatural is real, the other side is real, and that there are beings who are able to do that stuff. I've also, usually, my interactions have been with friendlier spirits, usually.
Right.
I've had some crazy nightmares where
Oh, yeah,
I
I
wake
have
up and it
too.
feels like whatever spirit I was interacting with over there was real in the astral realm, where just like I wake up and it's with me. So I have had some scarier entity stuff, especially in the astral realm. And when we went looking for Bigfoot, I feel like it was an overall
I
friendly
love that you guys
creature
did that.
or
I'm so
creature.
jealous. I want to do that so bad, go on a
I'm
Bigfoot.
sure our expert would love for you to come. He knows anyone who has an open mind to it, and is funny because he's.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I feel like he wants to let people in on that world. You still don't really believe we experienced Bigfoot, I feel like, but
Look, I don't
I'm convinced.
know what. Yeah, I don't really know. I'm not convinced that we did.
That's interesting. So my fiance is the same way, and I get annoyed because like I'll do tarot for myself and it's like so accurate, and I'm like, whoa, this is exactly what I needed to hear. And then I'll do it for him and it doesn't match at all. And I don't know if this is just a convenient excuse for people who believe, but I'm always like, it's because you're not trying. You're not believing. And then the cards are like not lighting up because you're not trying hard enough. And he's
Now,
like, you
is he
can't do that.
someone who would lie to you because so that it doesn't need to be right? Would you do that? Or is it just definitely not adding up?
No, it's just like, 'cause I mean, I know how his life is going. So like the cards, when I read them, like they make sense. They're like guidance for things that I'm going through currently. Whereas like for him, it's like, that's kind of out of left field. I don't know what that could be relating to. And I do think it's because like as we're doing it, I can just see the distrust of the cards. I'm like, yeah. If you're not like putting
Right,
the
right.
actual energy into it, you're not going to get the actual answers.
No, definitely. Like, I think his
Yeah.
personal gravity goes into it, like,
Yeah,
into the
100%.
whole scene. Like,
Yeah.
everybody's gravity affects a situation. The more people in a room or whatever, I feel like, they have different pulls and pushes. And yeah, it might not be able to come through if his gravity's pushing it away.
Yeah, so he needs to work on his gravity.
Or And or it
Mm-hmm.
could be that the cards coming up are a su super suppressed energy, or because sometimes there are, multiple messages that can come through in tarot. And I know different readers have somewhat different takes on the cards. Obviously, the cards have an overall message, but interpretations can vary. So maybe I agree with what he's saying, but I also think maybe I'm very defensive of the tarot. I'm like, tarot doesn't lie, but maybe, but I've definitely given readings where, like the cards that come out, it's harder flow. It's like a stopping energy, but I do think it's if the person's not super open to it, that can totally affect what cards come up and just your comfort to delivering the message. Because especially when it's like your lover, I never like lover, but when it's your lover and like things come out, it might also be weird to be like the tarot cards are saying, and then you like say all the stuff you wanted to say. Like it can get a little
That would
messy.
be a great. The tarot says you're cheating on me. That's crazy. Well, that would never. I mean, we have a good relationship, but it would be fun to do to him to just see.
Would be
Keep him
like a good
honest.
TikTok prank or something.
I love the word lover.
You do?
Yeah. It's so extreme. It's so like my lover. That's me and that person just love each other. Just make love to each other. That's what we do. That's what our relationship is.
I feel like it's
Just
very Kama Sutra language, like me and my lover, we tried 10 positions the other day. I mean, that to me at this point in my journey sounds exhausting to do like 10 sexual positions. Well, I guess if it's going to cause enlightenment, but there are a ton.
I only know like I really need to learn.
I only really, I mean, I think it's if you really
Not that we're
want
old enough, we
push
probably can't perform most of them anyway. I know the
it.
ones that we're able to perform, but I do want to look into that and
I
just
should
see
get
what's
a
out
book,
there.
actually. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm just curious because I've looked at the books, but not in a way where I'm actually going to try these positions.
Like, what if I could please you in a way that you've never been pleased before? Would that be some incentive?
I get, but that like scares me. Like you say that, and I'm just like, what? Like what is?
I would be afraid also.
I feel like
I'd
I
be
would
like,
like
oh no.
urinate every. Like I just feel like if he hit a certain button or buttons in
It'll be the
there,
piss button.
yeah, I just feel like it could be a button that like I start
The defecate
farting
button?
or like I don't know. Like it would just be like something that I feel like wouldn't be
Because I
as
sure can't
cute.
hit the button that's supposed to, that's supposed you're supposed to. So I might hit something different.
I feel like I would need to stretch. I would be really upset if I like pulled a muscle and then I just couldn't function for 2 weeks because we were trying to do
Like
something
your
different.
neck, like your neck
Like,
was bent for the next 3 days and
and
people
then
asked you what happened.
and then I'd be like, for the next 2 weeks, I'd be like, we had a system. You wanted to change the system, and now look at where we are.
You'd have to explain to people at work like why your neck's all bent up. You're
Yeah,
like,
but
I've been practicing Kama Sutra.
that would be kind of boss to be like in your work and be like, so he had me up against this wall and I was too here and it was to like enlighten my kundalini and like it would be kind of badass.
Up
Well,
until you get called into HR, then it'd be like, oh damn, that
oh
I thought they
wow.
were cool and they weren't.
I guess that person was extremely uncomfortable in that situation.
I thought we were bonding. I thought we were both being enlightened.
I thought they
Now it's
weren't a
over.
snitch.
That's happened to me before where I thought I was bonding and sharing a lot, and then it turns out
I have that
HR
where,
stepped in. You're joking,
I
and I'm like, oh, I'm like, wait a second.
have that where I think I'm friends with someone, so I'll like pick on them, and then I'll find out they're actually really mad at me and the things that I said. And I'm like, oh no, I thought we were friends.
But wouldn't you like rather hear it from them too? Like I think if like I hate to hear that I put someone off like 3 days later when I thought we had a good normal conversation and then you find out like later.
Devastating,
Yeah, it's really embarrassing. But that's why you got to find your tribe, the people
100%.
who like you. So, Meg, I know we talked about this before, but I want to know, what are your feelings now on aliens?
Oh man, I mean, we did talk about this and I brought it up on our episode. I obviously believe in them. I think
Wait,
most people.
did we lose the haunted house
Oh.
story?
I mean, I have other story. I have plenty of stories. We can definitely come back to that too if you'd like. I have some like family, like ancestor stuff that would be really fun to talk about. But I will say for aliens that I think most people believe in them now, which is kind of interesting. I think ancient aliens helped a lot. Like before that, it was definitely still in the realm of like Bigfoot and ghosts, but now it's been pulled into like actual like scientific theories and things like that. And the one thing that we talked about was I did see ancient aliens live, and they threw out the suggestion that aliens are like super advanced AI. And that shook me because we talked about it. I don't want them to be computers. I want them to be like other life forms the way that we're life forms. Like that really upset me. I was like,
I think
no.
they are.
That would be horrible.
Right.
You're like, oh, robots set this all up? No.
There is a tie between robot intelligence, AI, and alien life, because the more you evolve, it does kind of merge and blend. Because in a sense, we're consciousness downloaded into human vessels, right? So, we do have souls. We do have the ability to evolve. Machines may not have the ability to evolve. There's a conspiracy or belief, I won't even say conspiracy, that gray aliens are humans in the future that lost their soul because of things they did in their society. I mean, imagine if we keep moving forward in the way we are and try to extend our lifelines through artificial means and then. Eventually our souls are not in there and we can't have kids anymore. So that is one of the theories that gray aliens, in a sense, are that. But I believe that there are certain species of enlightened aliens and other not enlightened aliens, but the enlightened ones are the ones I've had communication with. I do think they are souls that live on other planets and are not just robots. I
Well, that's
understand, I
relief.
respect people's theories, but that's not the sense I've gotten.
Good. I want them to just be like weirdos like us that are still trying to figure it out, not super computers that might not have that empathetic or that emotional attachment. But that's like that theory that like that's why grays are like you hear these abduction stories where like they like impregnate people or whatever, have sex with humans because they're trying to get back a little bit of that humanity and a little bit of that emotional side. So it's a pretty interesting theory.
Believe
Pretty
it.
crazy.
They just come down here to find some strange. That would be, what if they were like great at making love? And like the
Yes.
people who got abducted had like the most orgasms ever and just got dumped back onto Earth and like no man could please them now.
That's a lot of like abduction stories, is that. And
Is that like they were the
that they're
best
good at it,
ever?
that they're like so I feel like we hear more from men than women, like men being abducted. And I think there is a kind of bummer reason for that. I think that's because like hearing it the other way is like I don't know. It feels way more like
Rapey?
traumatizing. Yeah, I didn't want to say it. I'm sorry,
Rapey. You can say rapey on this podcast.
but
We use that word a lot.
like okay. Raving.
I use it all the time, rapey.
Okay. I mean it is, but at the same time so like the men's accounts are like that they're like very voluptuous and,
Really?
yeah.
They like just abduct you, ride you reverse cowgirl, and then dump you back down to Earth?
You're
I think
so
so.
rude because you said that because I don't have the energy levels or the desire for reverse cowgirl. You're like,
Offended,
oh, you
yeah.
mean they abduct you and ride you? Like, that sounded like you were stoked and hopeful to be
No,
abducted.
I don't
Uh-oh,
want
you're
to be
sounding too
abducted. I
hopeful.
have a wife that I love, okay? I don't
Because
want to
they
be
probe. These aliens
convenient.
probe, and you're not into anal stuff.
They do probe.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I am until,
You know what?
Oh,
I've
just
heard
kidding. I'm not
some
at all.
I've heard some. I read a book years ago about a woman who got abducted. I believe it was Grey's, but I could be messing that up. And the hardest part for her was that people were calling her crazy. So her story was completely buried. She had a mixed feeling and d dynamic with the aliens. Like she half kind of became friends and understood their mission because they explained to her what they were doing, which is along the lines of what you said, Meg, mixed with trying to save the Earth. That's like a big theme for a lot of these beings,
Saving the
is making
earth, yeah.
sure humans don't implode ourselves and the Earth and all of its creatures. So, I think there are females who get abducted, but I think, yeah, because it's very traumatizing in that rapey, probey way. But I think people are just also scared to share because, they get called crazy, they get made fun of. I guess you and I have gotten past that point where we're like, we don't fucking care. That's beautiful. But
I would care more about that than like a ghost. Like, I'd rather see a ghost than get abducted, honestly. I don't think I'd want any of that.
abduction sounds
I'd be
intense.
okay being abducted. I don't want to be a rape victim, but I feel like it would be cool to be like, oh, this shit really is happening. But then again, I feel like once you get dumped back off on Earth, you might think it's a dream or something. You know what I mean? Or I mean,
And a lot do.
unless there was like a gap, like where you weren't at work and your wife couldn't find you, and like there's legitimate other people telling you were gone. But otherwise, you might start to think it was a dream or that you lost your damn mind. I could see that happening too.
For sure.
Because half
Well,
the time I
that's
remember stuff, like I'll remember, I don't even know if it was a dream. I'm like, wait a second, did that happen? Like I got a question whether I was in the dream world or, because my dream world's pretty real.
That is hard. Yeah. 'Cause they do experience like time slips too. Like they'll remember like being out in the wilderness doing something and then have this experience and it'll be like a day later or something and they're like, "Where, what happened?" You
Exactly.
know? And that kind of helps them be like, maybe this was real because like there's no way they were asleep for 24 hours or whatever.
Right.
Do you want to tell us more about some of the hauntings you've experienced and the
Yeah.
ancestor stuff?
Because I definitely feel like the Poconos is mad haunted.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It is. Okay. Well, okay. Before I get into the ancestor stuff, my favorite place to recommend visiting is this candle shop in the Poconos. I think it's just called Candle Shop of the Poconos, but it's haunted by monkeys because in the 1700s, a scientist lived there and he was trying to find a cure for yellow fever. So he actually experimented on monkeys in this candle shop before it was a candle shop, and they still have like they still hear like little animal noises and scratching noises, and it is just like a fun visit. Like it's they have a tour and you go down into their basement and it's very fun. So just a shout out to them because they're fun and it's
I totally want to do that. Now, have you ever done a ghost hunter expedition where
I
you go?
haven't, and I really want to.
I
No.
haven't either, and I think I want to until I'm actually there, and I'm like, no, you can't turn the lights off in the morning. Are you crazy? You know what I'm saying? You can't leave me down here.
It
Or
can
like,
scare
especially
me.
like, even if I was with you know what I mean? And like, you have a partner, I feel like you'd scare me more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like your fear would take me over even. And then we're both hysterical, fear, scared people. And therefore, two of us, it's not gonna help having another one like that.
Well, even in our
Unless we
Bigfoot
can find a brave
expedition,
partner.
I was terrified. Everyone thought because it was kind of like a lot of my idea to like, let's go, let's film. They thought I'd be the brave one.
And you're both just terrified?
I was pretty scared. I mean, when we started feeling a presence around us, that was the second expedition. The first one, I wasn't scared. It
Well,
was
the second
daylight.
one, we're in the dark, though,
Right.
in the woods,
So,
in like you
yeah,
took
I
us in
hate that.
like areas where like signs were like restricted, and he was like, "Come on, you guys!" Like he picked out the spots for it. So that was kind of scary, but like we were definitely it was without the flashlights, we wouldn't be able to see anything. And then some of the times we were turning off the flashlights, and it was mad scary because you definitely could feel presences. But then
Oh.
animal
And then
presences
Sam and
looking at
Vincent
us.
saw a Bigfoot, which I fully believe they did. They go back and forth between what they saw, but when she ran to her car and locked the door and was,
Crazy.
and she was not a believer. You know what I mean? So it was like she was so spooked she wouldn't come out of the car the rest of the whole excursion. And like the way that her and Vincent were describing the same thing of what they saw, it was like, okay, I fully believe this stuff is real, but because it's going to completely change the way people see reality, it has to go at a certain pace of people waking up and knowing that this world has interdimensional beings and just we're odd beings, we're multifaceted oddities. So it would also be about embracing what we really are. But so many people are just like pushing down a lot of their emotions, their truth, what they're experiencing of the other side potentially. I mean, little kids often see things, and especially loved ones who've passed, because they haven't shut that all down yet.
Right. And I think it's funny, and we talk about this on our podcast a lot too, where I like to think I'm somebody that would really want to experience these things, but people don't realize just like the innate part inside of you, like that fear response that you don't really have control of. Like there's been time, like the balloon, for example, like you would think that because I'm into ghosts and ghost stories, I'd be like, oh, this is sick. I should like try to make contact and like open this door. But there's something in you, a protective thing, because this thing is so unknown, whatever it is, that like even when you're into this stuff, it's very hard to put the fear away and like embrace these experiences that are happening. So it's like weird.
The way that your closet is cracked open
Is it
is
scaring you?
the beginning of nightmares.
I can show
Like,
this.
do you keep it that way when you sleep?
It's a craft. First of all, this is an office. So
Okay.
I don't, we make our guests sleep in here, so I don't have to worry about
Got
it.
you, got you. All right.
Yeah, but that's like our craft closet, so I'm
And
not
then, but
scared.
you also have the regular door cracked that much. So I feel like every door in your house
We leave all the
cracked,
doors open for
just
ghosts,
be
yeah.
horrifying that like something might just pop in. I don't know if I'm in the zone right now and you just got me a little, a little on edge, but I still
Freaked
need
out. Well,
to.
that one has to stay open because a monster will try to come through if I shut it, and it is my giant cat who will body slam the door if it's shut. So you're
Because your
not far
cat, well,
off.
how big is your cat?
She's like looking at me like, don't tell. She just made eye contact with me. It's like
I've seen
10,
some
15 pounds.
extremely large cats in my life.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
I wouldn't be bashful about your big.
What is happening with this
You
podcast?
guys know
It's
things
all
are
over
going.
the place.
Yeah,
I
listen, we just,
apologize.
I'm kind of not the best
We don't
podcast
get out much.
co-host. I grab onto things that aren't necessarily the topics
Okay, so
sometimes,
let me
but.
ask, tell us about some of the ancestors.
So this came from the coolest story is it came from I listened to another paranormal podcast called Stories with Sam Sapphire, and she said that she had been like asking her ancestors to send her a sign or whatever, and I was like, that's sick, I want to do that. So for like a couple of days I was like, hey, like ancestors, I'm open to a message. If you want to send me a message, that's totally cool, let's do it. So my grandpa was a huge Patsy Cline fan. Like listening to any of her songs reminds me of him immediately. And I was driving home to the Poconos, and I just kept thinking about like crazy, like just like the word crazy. And I was like, that's so weird. And then I turned on the radio, and the first thing the hosts say are like crazy, 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 like talking about something. And I was like, that's weird. So then I was like, all right, I was almost home. I was like, why don't I just turn this song on, just to listen to it? I listened to it. It didn't end. Like I turned off my car before, I got into like before the song ended, obviously. And then, my cousins were visiting. So her and her mom were staying at a different location than our house. So to drive over, she went with me, and I turned on my car, and she's like, that's weird. Why are you listening to this song? And I was like, I was just thinking about it. And she's like, I was thinking about it too, and I listened to it. And then on the way up, our nephew, who's like 18, was listening to it also. And I was like, well, that's really weird. And she asked him, she was like, why are you listening to this? He's like, I don't know, it was just on a playlist. I don't know. I don't even know it. But then we go and we're dropping her mom off at a different place. And it's like a villas woodsy situation. So we drop her off, and it's like really misty and everything too, of course. Perfect spooky experience. And we drop her off and we're still talking about it. We're like, that is so weird. Like, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I said to my cousin, I was like, you know, I feel like it's a sign. Maybe we should just listen to it one more time. So I turn the song on, it goes crazy, and then every single light in every single villa goes out. And we are just submerged into darkness and like misty darkness. And we freaked out. And I was like, okay, I feel like that was my grandpa.
Where is this setting where there's villas?
It's like in the woods. It's like, you know, the little like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like they're just like little houses.
Lodges, like, look, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And
And
I
the
guess they
lights were
were
all on, and then all the lights went off.
every single light in every single villa went out.
Yeah, that's the other side speaking loudly,
Yeah, I was
very
like,
loudly.
I thought that was a message, and like I've talked about it, and I don't think my ancestors have the magical powers to do something like that, but I do think they are like connected to like time and like maybe this was going to happen, but they timed it or something. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, totally, totally.
yeah, so that was like cr that crazy, you know? That one scared both of us a lot. And a good example of where I was like, I asked for that and I still was like, okay, we're good, no more signs.
I do think you're right about the defenses built into the whole thing, because I
Yeah.
will also, especially if it's like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and I'm starting to get a presence in the room, like I wake up to use the bathroom and then all of a sudden I'm feeling stuff. As much as I want contact of other creatures that I can't see usually, I'm like, in that time, no, stop, please, I can't take it. The fear's too great for me. But I completely believe in that story that
It was cool.
he was speaking to you. And I've just had really random, weird things like that too, where you just really can't explain it other than the other side, the universe speaking to you, like, yes, this is
Right.
your loved one, or this is the
Yeah.
universe. Here's the confirmation you needed. Here's the sign you needed. And I think it's always trying to guide us to our truest self, to our next step of where we go next. But I used to be closed off to the magic until I had that crazy car accident I was telling you about, which was like at this point, I guess like 13 years ago, but that's when I started being like, okay, let me pay attention to the universe speaking to me. And yeah, I think it's much more fun to live like that with the magic in everything.
100%. And I try to like I because of that closing off and like being unaware of when you actually are, I try to tell the universe when I am feeling more open as well. So like,
Right.
okay, like now would be a good time if you want to give me any surprises or anything like that, you know? Because you can close yourself off, like you said, like with kids versus adults and things like that. So
Right.
yeah, and I have another experience like that if you want to hear about
Yeah.
that too.
Yes.
This one's a little more sad. I had a cousin, and he passed away sort of suddenly. It was like really like out of nowhere. It was an accident, and it was really tough. And he worked at a hotel in New Jersey, so they had the memorial there. And it was funny because they had Getz soap, and my last name is Getz. Have you seen that? It's no relation, I wish. It's like this like fancy natural soap, and they're like, oh my God, Getz soap, that's so weird. So they gave me like a bottle with like it had like the twist top like pump, and I was like, oh, that's nice. And like we did the memorial, and my cousin was always like a jokester, like a prankster, very funny, very loud, just a good person. And so after the memorial, we get back and I'm trying to use the soap and I cannot open it. I'm like pulling on it, I'm spinning it a jillion times one way, I'm spinning it a jillion times the other way. I'm like, I'm yanking on this top. And then I just stop and I'm just like, Brian, if you're messing with me, can you please stop? And it pops open. And I'm like, thanks. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Like without me touching it, like I wasn't still spinning it, I wasn't still pulling on it. I had just stopped and asked him, and he let it pop. So it felt like he was still around, which was much needed at the time because of the suddenness and everything.
And it's nice that, in my opinion, these spirits are able to affect our reality when we need it, ask for it. You know, they're trying to wake us up to something. And I think a lot of it is that death is not what a lot of us think it is. It's a
Yeah.
transitionary, I don't even know if that's a word, transitory state. And I'm still scared to die, even though I believe that
Right.
we're
Right.
reborn, our energy is transmuted. But yeah, I think it's us, you know, the universe trying to explain to us that
Right.
death isn't this end
It's
final thing.
temporary.
And
Yeah,
that,
I actually,
oh,
sorry.
sorry. No, you go.
I was just gonna say, I actually, a psychic was talking to me about him, and he had like come through. And I asked her, I was like, is he sad? And she said, he's not. And he's answering the same way most do. And that's the only thing that makes him sad is worrying about the living, is worrying about you guys feeling upset that he's gone or whatever. And that was intense to kind of think about, of like, they don't have the problems that we have. So like the only thing that really is a problem for them is the concern that like we're not okay on this side.
And that's so funny. That's pretty much what I was going to say, is they're often trying to help us with healing.
Yeah, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No,
Yeah.
please. I'm sorry that I cut you off, but it's interesting because there's a synchronicity there. We were both talking about how,
Yeah.
you know, a lot of times the communication is, so the human who's holding all of this pain and seeing death in a certain way, they're saying like, no, you don't have to hold all
Yeah.
that grief for me. Okay. I have to get to this next topic because I'm very
Yes.
excited to hear about it. So you're doing a comedy event, The Roast of Dracula,
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be so
at
much fun.
Vampa.
Yeah.
And so Vampa is on the same grounds as Best of France. And
Oh,
yes, and
okay.
my friend who's an interior designer sent me pictures years and years ago because she
Yeah.
got sent there to look for these crazy antique pieces. And they're like dinosaurs in the
Yes,
front.
they still have the dinosaurs out there.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah. Well, I've been, because I love going to Best of France. It's like, I've taken you. It's like
Yeah,
a
that's
free
awesome.
museum.
It's so cool. Yeah, he
So
made a
cool.
maze recently. It's like a small one, but a little, it's so cool out there.
Yeah,
He has
because there's like
peacocks
full
on the
suit.
ground.
There's like
There's
full suits
peacocks.
of real armor. That place might be haunted. I mean, when we
Oh yeah,
walked
it is.
into it,
Yeah.
the one section where they had like samurai swords and full suits of armor and stuff like that, I definitely could feel stuff up in there. When I walked into that building, it
Yes.
felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have now like a large collection of like vampire artifacts and like spooky artifacts. So like we got to look through the museum and they have like a chair that was used for like possession cleansings in the 1900s just in there, and you're like, "Whoa, there's a lot of energy for sure. You have to be like ready for all that energy if you're I think they have like the
Right.
most vampire killing objects of like any museum ever, which is like in the man who does it, Ed, he is so cool. He's such a wealth of knowledge. He's been collecting antiques since he was like 17, and he just goes back and forth in like Europe and all these other countries collecting antiques and bringing them back. He has like
Like
he's
the
like
awesomest job.
He, that's what I was gonna say. Like his mind, he is like the pure artist creative mind that I've ever seen. Like the artifacts that inspire him, the way that he sets up the museum, it is just like, it's so cool to see an actual like eccentric person living out their dreams. You know what I mean? Like it's just really cool. It's like exciting to me to like look at all the stuff and be like, wow, like you went out there and you found this stuff. And I don't know.
It's
It's just great. And
crazy.
then the where we're potentially doing the show is literally like a vampire room, and it has like an actual like casket and like Dracula throne and everything. I'm so excited. It's gonna be really silly though, and that's what they're excited about, because they're like, a lot of our events, like, they're great, but they can be a little bit darker because of just like the material. Whereas this is like, it's we're roasting Dracula as other movie characters. So it's like Casper, Van Helsing, Frankenstein, all the comics we booked are like silly, like actor comics. Like Dracula, I don't know. Do you know Jeff Jackson?
No.
Oh my gosh, he's so funny and he's gonna play it so dramatic. And it's just gonna, and it's PG-13 rated, so it's not gonna be like super vulgar or anything. It's just gonna be a funny, it's gonna be a great time.
Wait, I
So that's
mean, you
awesome.
guys had to write specific stuff for this for
We
roasting
have been,
as your people? As your, how long did you have to prepare for this?
Well, it's not till the 6th, June 6th. It hasn't happened yet. So
But I
we
mean,
have
when did you know you had to come up with this new material?
probably like a couple weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's only an hour long
Yo, that's
show, but
rough.
it's
How long
not.
are you doing?
It's only an hour long show, so I think everybody's probably gonna have like 5 minutes,
Oh,
something like that.
okay, got it.
Yeah, it's not like one person is doing all the heavy lifting or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're meeting and we're passing jokes around and everybody's like talking about what their characters are. Like the host of the show is playing Dracula's stepson, that like Dracula became his dad because he stole his mom, and it's like, it's very silly. Like, he's like from Wisconsin and he's like, he's not that bad. Like anyway, yeah, it's just gonna be really crazy and weird. I'm excited. I'm being Van Helsing and I'm getting a fake goatee, so
That's
I'm
awesome.
looking, I'm
Wait,
very
can
excited.
you ask Ed if we can do like a for real seance there?
I could ask him. I wonder how he feels about that, because I think they do a lot of their own stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'll definitely, he they're both so sweet. I'm not afraid to ask them, but
If I
they,
mean, they can say no. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, how dare you, Ed? But I would love, because when I first went to their Vampa Museum, it was before it moved to where that location was. It was like this other location, and I went on my own. I was like, I gotta see what this Vampa Museum is about. And I was looking at a lot of the artifacts he had collected. And the vampire slayer kits, you know what I'm talking about? I got the weirdest feeling around them. And I was like, wait, am I part vampire? Because witches, yes, but like because I like was around the like salts that they had made and like these things, and I started feeling like really sick around it. And I was like, either because it's so old, I'm smelling like whatever's going on, or it's repelling me because I'm like, and I was just really fascinated by a lot of the stuff they had, but I haven't been to where the new location is
No,
because
it's.
it was free, I think, before. Or no, it wasn't free. It wasn't free, but I think I was just like, oh, I don't know if I want to pay if it's the same artifacts, but I think he's gotten a lot more.
It's a lot.
And those Ouija boards that are in there, just from looking at videos of them, I can feel the presence within them.
Well, that was my other hesitancy when you said the sound thing, is that like when I went through that museum, there is so much energy. There is so many conflicting vibes from like scary, So like I was like, ooh, I don't know.
I want
Maybe
to
see his
poke.
face first.
I know it's, I mean, once again,
Like the
I'm
possession
saying it from
chair.
here in the safety of this office. Trust me, if we did it and we started experiencing things, I might shit myself, but the show would go on. But I want, yeah, just see what, even if it's
You're
not a
braver than
seance,
me, yeah.
I want to speak to these
Try to
spirits.
speak to
I
them,
am so fascinated, and I can somewhat speak. I can speak to those who've passed, not like a certified medium who does it as their job, but I would just love, and we can still bring levity into there. We'll still bring the light, we'll bring the crystals, we'll make sure we're protected because you have to in those situations. But I feel like with you being really into spirits and ghosts
Yeah.
being into that, but also maybe I am part vampire. I want to know.
That would be
I love
crazy to
dark
find that out.
rooms. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? He calls me Baby Dracula. I want to.
And Baby Voldemort.
Not I'm Baby
No,
Dracula, you're Baby
Baby
Voldemort.
Voldemort isn't that evil yet. He's a baby still.
Oh, are you talking
Right.
about
He
the
hasn't
thing under
yet
the bench?
chosen. He hasn't yet chosen a side and what he's going to
Right.
be at Baby Voldemort.
There's a chance to turn it around.
Yeah, but there is evil
No, I'm
lurking
Baby
in Baby
Dracula.
Voldemort, though.
I'm Baby Dracula, you're Baby Voldemort. And yeah,
Who am I? What baby am I?
I got to
Baby.
feel into it. I mean, you're deaf. I want to. I want to
It's
feel. Because usually, in my opinion, people who are very attracted to the paranormal have, I think, like a spiritually genetic cellular connection to them. That's how I
Whoa.
really do think
I
that,
love
especially with
that.
the alien stuff too. Like a lot of people are star seeds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you have some
Something.
vampire in you, and obviously you've got psychic empath stuff,
A
obviously.
little bit.
I feel
Yeah.
like I'm,
Yeah.
I feel like you know that. But yeah, let's see what he says. It's all gonna be good to
I feel like
know.
there was no good answer to that question because we
Well, you're
already
not Ed. She
no,
can't
because we
say.
already used Dracula and Voldemort.
Oh, I set
All,
you guys
anything
up.
else would have been offensive. If I said
Yeah.
you're like Baby Frankenstein, if I said you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like there's not a, I couldn't think of one
Yeah.
that wasn't
They're all
offensive in
monsters
other
at the end
minds.
of the day.
Wait,
Yeah.
Meg, I feel like we're both also, I'm very connected to mermaids and Yemanye, like the mermaid priestess.
Whoa.
I could see mermaid
How do
energy.
you know that you're connected
Oh,
to
baby
them? Like,
mermaid.
these
Baby
are just
mermaid. That's
beings that
cute.
when I was in my, now like saying waking up sounds corny, 'cause, you know, but when I was waking up from not thinking that reality had magic in it, not believing in spirits still being around, you know, once I was waking up and experiencing a lot of paranormal activity, we can say, mermaid energy was just very speaking to me, and I am able to channel certain entities like the fairy
You're
realm,
Amish.
mermaid. I am very
Amish.
mermaid. I mean, I have my mermaid.
Love
I have a
it.
lot of mermaid in
Your
me.
hair's mermaid hair too, because how it always comes down in front of you. Not many people have that hair that lays on in front of them.
I
It's
just feel
mermaid
like
type hair.
that connection to the oceans and emotions, like cups in the tarot card, you know, that sweet, that energy, it really speaks to me. And then one time, Yemanye came through to me so crazy, and the way she
Whoa.
came, she looked reptilian like of the sea, but in like a fishy way, and it was scary. Like
Yeah.
it was, she had
I
a
could see that.
presence, but a lot of times these beings do, because I study non-duality, you know, honoring the light and the dark within, and a lot of these beings are completely that, depending on how they want to present themselves. And she wasn't
Right.
trying to scare me, but her message was serious, her spirit was serious, and I get why. You know, there's a lot of crazy shit going on, and these beings aren't here to just be like PC and like, hello, Earthling.
Right,
Like, they have
right.
a hardcore message and they're gonna deliver it.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously I wanna experience mermaid stuff too, but you gotta go on like a ship probably.
Yeah,
Like
you gotta
that's a
get
whole,
out
and if they
there.
wanna fuck with the
Yeah.
seas, talk about being scary. You're on
I'm
a ship.
terrified of the sea.
Oh yeah. They
Yeah.
wanna send a little squall your way, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So
Wait, mermaids can control the water?
well, they're spiritual beings, so
It's
I
the
believe,
energy.
yeah, I believe not necessarily that they can control it, but I think they have ties to Mother Earth itself. You know what I mean? Like, it's just when you're more in tune with your powers and your being, you can alter the elements. Just like, you know, airbenders and stuff like that. Like, there are creatures who are very aware that they can. Humans, for the most part, have fallen asleep to
I feel that.
their
I, yeah.
powers.
Yeah.
Obviously, our words have a lot of power, but a lot of humans don't even realize the power of their words. But yeah, I think a lot of these beings can affect things like weather.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
wonder if we had more like witches and wizards back when Like it was just all forest, and it was like they're connected to nature more.
They
You know what I
did
mean?
have
Like they're
those.
connected to the earth. I feel like that's where the magic's at. Like I can escape to go to Valley Green like once a week or wherever outside, and you can feel the magic and the mighty trees I like. And but when they like lived out there and breathed and then didn't know what there was, if there was God or whatever, they just felt like what there was, like with their insides. They didn't have books to tell them or whatever else. Like I think that might have been a magical time.
And I think that's what like intuition is. So I feel very, very connected to nature. Like, I don't know if it's mermaid, but I do feel like kind of what you're saying when you put the phone away, when you're present in nature, feeling using all of your senses. I feel very energized. I feel like this is where I belong. This is what's right. And I think there's something to it. So like that's what I think intuition is. I think we are still animals, no matter like how far technology goes. Like we are, and whether we realize it or not, we can perceive energy, like energy fields, other, and that's ex like to me what intuition is. It's like when you're sensing danger, you're sensing an energy shift, and you should listen because that's your instinct, that's your animal instinct coming out. But people, like you said, I struggle with being present. I have a very hard time not doing 800 things a day at the same time. So I'm not like trying to like shame the human race. I'm right there with everybody. But there is something to just like really feeling being in your body and listening to it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. I
And I'm
completely agree.
convinced that the trees are some kind of magical force.
Oh yeah.
Like I can feel stuff from the trees, certain trees more than others, and certain
Yeah.
places where they have more magical trees.
Yeah.
One's the cemetery that we go to sometimes. It's the most magical trees you've ever seen. And
I
I don't
love
know why they
that.
would be in a cemetery.
Maybe they're
One's,
guides,
I don't
wisdom.
know. Like
Yeah.
what would you say?
I equate trees to like wisdom, especially like bigger, higher energy ones. And if they're in a cemetery, they could be guides for souls.
That's why they're so beautiful,
And the
'cause they
souls
bring
are
good work.
buried in the ground where the tree roots are. It's almost like, yeah, like they're working with each other. I didn't think of it necessarily as guides, but that feels 100% right, actually. But it also feels like that connection to the living
There's
souls
a connection,
around
yeah.
it. Because there's that one tree in the cemetery we go to. There are eyes all over the bark, like all over in the.
Ooh, that's
Yeah,
spooky.
it's amazing, but it feels alive in a very unique way.
Yeah.
And I think of them a lot of the time, certain ones as protectors. They look like they're protecting something, or maybe they're protecting that realm right there, wherever their
For
little
sure.
realm is. There's one still, like we're in Philly, we're in the city, and there's this one like down the street that I feel like protects that little area right there. Like it's
I
still,
like that.
like there's no reason that tree should still be there, but it was left alone over, you know, years and years of people cutting down trees and getting rid of everything, and that one's still there, almost like no one could choose to cut it down if they wanted to, because its magic is stronger than that.
That's
No one
awesome.
knows that's what it is, but maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm sure trees, especially before we became advanced, were protective. So even though we might not think that we need that protection any longer, they're still providing it.
And I think some trees can move.
Can move, like
I've seen
wiggle
some
away.
video, and I already had this feeling, but I've seen some video where it
You
looks like
show
a
me that. You show
tree
me. You show me that TikTok.
has uprooted and is
I
literally.
saw that. It was just in another spot.
So, yeah, I do think it's very Lord of the Rings, the Ents, but I do think that those things can happen. And as our collective consciousness accepts that more and more, there will be more sightings and stuff. And before we wrap up, I do want to say I really hope we do go on some ghost hunting
Yes,
adventures
please. We
together.
have to. I'm planning a wedding right now. I'm getting married in September. So my thank
Congratulations.
you. I'm so excited. In the woods at a summer camp because I love nature. So
Oh, I
it's
thought you
going
were about to
to
say cemetery, and I was like,
be
okay, summer camp's cool
my
too.
mom's head would explode if I tried to get her in the cemetery. This is as far as she'll go with me, and that's totally fair. But all that to say, I absolutely want to do all this stuff. I don't know if I can do it before September.
That is
Because
fine. Maybe
yeah,
you plan it
let's
for,
bookmark it for October,
for
spooky time.
October. And when we can discuss what we think the, because there are many haunted spaces in Philadelphia, and you were kind of talking about that, like why
Yeah.
is PA so haunted? And I think a lot of places are haunted, but with PA, when I was researching the haunted places, at least around here in Philly, it feels like a lot of the ghosts and spirits, a lot of them were from the Germantown War, the war of Germantown, or just
Whoa.
where like there were so many horrors in the soil and so much bloodshed. It feels like it's linked to the wars and also a lot of times racism. I feel
That
like
makes
there
sense.
is so much pain from all of that a lot of the spirits are still not at rest and wanting to heal the historical wounds here. I mean, the whole thing, we talked about this last week. I got to bring it up again. Annabelle, the haunted doll, is on tour.
Yeah, sorry for yelling, but yeah, that was
I've never
great of
seen somebody
her.
so
I love
excited
that.
about the haunted doll. She's
No,
like,
well,
yes,
I'm
to
not normally a
Annabelle.
fan of her, but she's doing some work down in the
Yeah, that's just
South.
usually not the reaction you get. It's usually a more horrified
Well, usually I'm scared
reaction.
of her, but maybe, I mean, she burned down a.
Non-duality, another
Yeah.
side to Annabelle, burning down a plantation. You
Yeah.
know, that's, and once again, a lot of times we say, oh, that's evil because we're not understanding it. Oh, a doll's moving, or a doll scratched this person. Maybe that doll knows that that person was watching child porn or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
Oh.
serious. Like, there's some sick
Yeah.
shit. Or maybe the
Right.
doll, the spirit knew that that person was saying racist shit and it
Right.
scratched them. All we hear is, ooh, this doll scratched a person.
Attacked unprovoked. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like there are two sides to every story. And I think Annabelle may be proving she's
This is
not, in
her.
fact, evil, or at least all evil, because I think everyone has evil within them to a degree. So I am excited. I hope Annabelle does some more
Mixes
stuff.
up, so, yeah, on her world
I would
tour.
love to see Annabelle. I
Can
don't
we go
think I could
see
get in a
Annabelle
boot.
on tour?
Yeah, would you?
No, I'm saying, is it a possibility? I
Where,
definitely will
if
not.
she came to
Oh,
Philly, I would see her.
he's wondering.
Where is she
Well, he's not
going?
coming, so it would
Well,
have
you
to
just
be.
go
Can
and what?
you?
They just lay a doll in like a little
It's in a case, usually. She's in a
glass
case.
case,
Yeah.
glass case.
yeah. And
Yeah.
she's the real deal, in my opinion. I mean, at this
I
point, it's
wouldn't
been proven.
mess. Yeah.
Not that she burned down the plantation, it hasn't been proven. To me, it's been proven, but the fact that
Proven?
she
I think you're
moves.
using the proven a little loosely. Wait, so what's been proven that she moves by herself?
She moves by herself. Yeah.
I feel like we might have an elf on the shelf situation.
No, it's
Mom
like
and
on
Dad.
camera. That
No.
would be so funny.
Ah, you got so offended once you got it. Just kidding.
No one's moving Annabelle
She's doing
except
okay.
Annabelle and the spirit behind Annabelle.
Yeah.
Okay,
The
okay.
other thing for ghost hunting that I thought was interesting is I have a lot of, because of the podcast, I have a lot of friends that ghost hunt. And what we could do is instead of going to places that are known for being haunted, just hitting up really, really old places and discovering whether or not they're haunted, which I think is a really interesting and fun thing
That's a
to
dope
do.
plan because they
Yeah.
freaking are. I mean, usually if you go to a really old place, you definitely can feel
Yeah,
it.
most old places have energy. So like that's kind of what I wanted to do is like to discover the new old places that have ghosts or
Yes.
energies or things like that.
I would love to be a part of that. And
Yeah.
are you okay if we bring out Ouija boards for
I'm
that?
okay with it.
So do we just call people and be like, listen, we noticed that your house looks really creepy and we would love to come do a ghost hunt.
Yeah, 100%.
That's
I don't know
awesome.
if you call their house. I was thinking more like places, like, I don't know, libraries or whatever. I haven't
We asked the librarian.
thought this through. Yeah.
Excuse me,
Yeah.
librarian, this
Hey.
place is creepy as fuck. Do you mind if we hang out here overnight?
We'll try to be
No,
real.
I
I have a
love it.
place.
Meg, you seem like you're good with people, so I feel like you could get us in
I'm
onto
glad I come off
with the
that
librarian, or
way.
yeah, I feel like you could get us in with
I
her.
actually am thinking of some places that I think I could get us into. I don't want to
Cool.
spoil them on here, but I think
Sick.
they look awesome. And then, yeah, I just wanted to hear what you were saying about the Ouija board. You are cool with using that.
Yeah, I've never used one before, but I would try. As long as we have like protective things, like where we like close it and
I'm
bring the crystals, Palo
yeah.
Santo, sage.
Right.
I will put the healing, I'll put
Yeah.
healing energy around us from the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. We will protect.
Cool.
However, one of my friends, she's an awesome healer, Reiki healer into all this. She does not fuck with ghosts or any of that because she feels that entities can attach to people very easily, but I will do the best in my power to make sure it's protected and that doesn't happen to us. And I think
She
we'd be
doesn't,
good.
she won't do it.
Jessica Brodkin.
Yeah, she won't.
She won't, because she went to
That scares the shit
Ireland
out of me. I
last
would never
summer.
do that then.
She was in
That's so
Ireland
funny.
near one of the most haunted cemeteries ever, and she just like would somewhat walk past it and was like, no, and I was like, go
And
with me,
she could feel it?
yeah.
You
That's
were with
funny.
her? What do you mean?
No, I just like was telling her when I was talking to her, like, go in, like, go, go explore, and she does not fuck with that shit at all. But I love Ouija boards. I have used them a lot. I put protective energy. I had an unexpected prophet come through. Muhammad came
Whoa.
through one time, and I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't moving the board. It clearly spelled out Muhammad, and it was like, whoa, wait, this kind of makes sense because I'm on a mission of healing and understanding. I want enlightenment, all that stuff. And then what was crazy, literally 3 days later, I had applied to like healthcare stuff, and it came back and it said, you and your son Muhammad, dot dot dot. And I was like, what? Like, how did that just happen? And I don't, my son's name is Shane. So I called
Your
the
stepson's
number.
name is
I
Muhammad.
don't have a stepson. I called and they were like, oh, that's our mistake. We're not sure how that happened. We fixed it. But like, it was right after the Ouija
Whoa,
board
that's
spelled out
so
Muhammad. And
weird.
then Muhammad was like written down in this letter. So
And then it's a great
crazy.
story because then she converted to Islam. So
Yeah.
it's been a long road. It's
Full
been a
circle.
windy path, but
I'm tuned into
that's all I
Islam.
got. That's all
I'm
I got.
tuned into it. I'm tuned into many different religions and thought systems, but after that, I definitely wanted to know more about what that was about and research Muhammad more because obviously his spirit came through.
Yeah, that's super sick. I love it.
Thank you, Meg.
Yeah, no, I think that's
Gigi's
so
a little
cool.
more skeptical, but that's fine.
And I don't know if Ouija boards necessarily, because I know, and I think they're a little crazy for this, but I know two ghost hunters. I hate saying ghost hunters because they're not like trying to like catch them.
Right.
They're just trying to like, I guess researchers. But they do like seances and like Ouija boards and all that stuff in their house almost every day.
I need
And
to
they're
buy a
fine.
Ouija board. It was my son's that we were using, and it's
That's
with him.
funny. He took
I need it in my home.
it with him. I love
Oh,
that.
yeah. He's been coming to
He packed
comedy
it.
shows, doing
Nice.
seances.
I love it.
I don't know if I'm fully comfortable with having a Ouija board in our house.
Ooh.
Sorry,
Uh-oh.
bud. Listen, I went to Christian school when I was a kid. And I remember in elementary school, our teacher told us that's how you get demons in your house is by messing with a Ouija board.
I mean,
And I know I'm didn't take that much with me from the Christian school system, but that one thing kind of
that
stuck.
one sticks with you. I
I
remember
can't
from the
shake it,
Christian
even if I
school
try.
system, them telling me to make room on my chair for my guardian angel. So for no reason at all, I was sitting on half a chair for a couple weeks. So Catholic school.
That's
Isn't
interesting. I never
that
heard that one.
weird? Why would they do that? They didn't do that to you? They hated me. The
They
nuns
had
hated
you, the
me.
nuns? Who did this to you?
So your guardian angel's always with you, so make sure there's room on your seat for they didn't do that to you. I
And
don't
so
know.
they had the kid, they had you
I
like
would sit.
scoot over
I
so that
feel
there'd be
like here's the
room.
problem. I feel like they were teaching us about guardian angels and they said it for that one day, but I hold on to things forever.
Did
So
all the kids take it literally and moved over in their seat, or were you the only one
we
who
were
took it
little. It was
literally?
elementary school. Everyone scooted a little.
Aww.
It's
I think
okay.
it's pretty messed up what you can do to little kids.
I
You can
told this
make them
story
just
to be
do
funny.
whatever you want
I
them to
believe in
or
guardian
believe whatever.
angels. I do too. Protective entities Yeah.
for sure. Yeah.
And soul
I think
guides.
they're like more ancestral in my opinion than, but
It
I
can be all
agree.
different.
That's true.
It can
Yeah.
be all different. Yeah, and that's the thing. There's so many different kinds of spirits and beings out there. But well, all right, so we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you
Yeah.
so much for coming on. Meg, where can people find you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. My Instagram is Meg Gets Money, and that's spelled MEGGOETZMONEY. And I have details for the Vampa show there as well. So yeah, check it out.
Please keep me
Thanks.
updated on how it goes.
I
And yeah,
will.
let me know if Ed, I know they probably do their own stuff. That makes sense, obviously. But
Yeah.
we could bring some humor. I used to have a comedy show called Comedy Seance. We didn't actually do a seance on
Ooh.
stage, but I don't know, we could bring some of
Some
that
of it
energy. And
back.
if he says no, it's okay. But we'll
Yeah.
definitely get a Ouija board and explore some of these potentially
Cool.
haunted spaces. And we'll film it.
That'll be so fun. Yeah.
Maybe we'll capture things on camera, because a lot of times these shows, we were watching that one show.
No, but they have the special cameras. It's not just like on your iPhone camera. Like
But
you
we
have
can
to
have
have.
tools. I mean, sometimes it's just like infrared. It's not like.
That's what I mean. It's like infrared cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
That's where
Yeah.
you catch it.
The footage usually, sometimes they really do capture the spirit, and that's awesome. But like already in those shows, you know what, they do capture stuff because the whatever sensor things they
That
have,
little beeper thing, yeah.
and it's like flash this light if you're here. Like the spirits do affect those things,
I
but
think I
I
have
would love.
friends that have those tools as well. So I can talk to them. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, that was such a nerdy mom dance.
You got all the mom dances.
I know.
You make them look good.
Thank you. I
I
try.
do it, no problem.
You know, in Beetlejuice, when they got possessed and all had to do the like dance,
Yeah, the
that
like,
would be
yeah.
awesome if that's how we got. Actually, that would be really scary if a ghost was forcing you to dance,
They
but
loved it in the
they
movie.
loved it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that could happen. We'll see.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
All right, Meg. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Meg.
And thanks everyone for listening. Bye.